Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Illinois Property Records Search Tool helps pros access deeds, permits, and owner info. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized search for Illinois property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in IL can streamline due diligence and client research with faster access to comprehensive property and ownership data. Add Illinois.PropertyChecker.com to your research toolkit for quicker property record lookups. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Cook County Assessor's Office, key resource for IL property valuation and exemptions. The Cook County Assessor's Office delivers accurate assessments of residential and commercial properties while administering property tax exemptions and enforcing state laws governing valuation, appeals, and erroneous exemptions. Real estate professionals in IL need to understand Cook County's assessment cycles, exemption eligibility, and appeal processes to properly advise clients on property tax obligations and savings opportunities. Review the full mandate and exemption programs at https.cookcountyil.gov/agency/assessor to stay current on requirements affecting your transactions. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Illinois Public Records Online Directory now available for property research. The Illinois Public Records Online Directory provides a centralized resource for accessing public records in the state. Real estate professionals in IL can streamline due diligence, verify property details, and research ownership history through this records portal. Bookmark this directory for quick access to Illinois public records during transactions and listings. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Who pays realtor fees in Illinois? Most sellers still cover buyer's agent commission. A new analysis confirms that most home sellers in Illinois continue to pay the buyer's agent fees, and HomeLight has released an Illinois Real Estate Agent Commission Calculator. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps Illinois agents set client expectations and navigate listing negotiations effectively. Review the commission calculator and fee breakdown at the source URL to inform your next Illinois listing conversation. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Illinois agent commission rates, where 2.6% per 2.75% means real opportunity. A new breakdown shows Illinois real estate agents earn average commissions of 2.6% to 2.75%. signaling strong income potential in the state's market. For IL professionals, understanding these benchmark rates helps you evaluate your competitive position and earning power in local transactions. Review the full commission analysis at Aceable Agent to see how your rate stacks up. Illinois Real Estate Updates. Illinois commission rates, 5.5 cent to 6%. Traditional fees face flat fee disruption. The real estate commission in Illinois typically reaches 5.5 to 6%, though Huzio's flat fee MLS service allows sellers to bypass this structure and save approximately $14,000. Illinois real estate professionals must understand how flat fee alternatives are reshaping client expectations and commission negotiations across the state. Review the commission breakdown and competitive positioning strategies at the source URL. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most IL jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some IL jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded, with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?